the better team, and the story of the questionable rules violation, which likely kept the 86 team from the podium, will live on forever. To listen to Coach Harbeck's podcast, visit nowdecatur.com. Tonight from 6 to 9, Speakeasy Records and Oddities is hosting Martin Atkins, Memories, My Time in and Out of Public Image. Come out and enjoy an evening listening to Martin Atkins share stories from his time with what he calls the most dangerous band on the planet. Reviews call this event a joyride and say if Martin Atkins is doing this in your city, you really, really should go. For the entire story and more information, check out nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
He calls them clowns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump reacting to last night's debate, tweeting our economy would crash if any of the Democrats became president. Many of them supported his impeachment.
Trump is the most corrupt president in the history of this country.
And I agree with Bernie, Senator Sanders.
Joe Biden, meanwhile, also had to answer questions about Ukraine.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Fox's Jared Halpern was at the CNN debate, now live in Westerville, Ohio.
The 12-candidate debate was the largest ever in a presidential primary, a field expected to shrink next month as donor and polling requirements are raised.
I think it's good that there are some real challenges.
Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro has not made that November debate. Neither has his fellow Texan, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, meantime, was often the center of last night's debate with a new frontrunner status. Dave.
Jared, Vice President Pence will go to Turkey today, but the Turkish president told Sky News he won't talk to him about a ceasefire, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just told Fox Business.
Vice President and I are planning to take off later this afternoon, and we have every expectation that we will meet with President Erdogan.
The U.S. demands Turkey stop attacking Kurdish forces who were U.S. allies in Syria. Pompeo's former advisor, Michael McKinley, will be questioned in private this morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still holding off on a formal vote on the impeachment inquiry like Republicans demand. She says Democrats are united in
the path that we are on in terms of fairness, in terms of seeking the truth.
President Trump tweeted it's fraud and fabrication, adding Republicans are deprived of their rights to lawyers and questions. They whooped it up in Washington.
We swept them! Yes!
Nationals fans celebrating their team headed to the World Series for the first time ever after finishing off the St. Louis Cardinals to win the National League pennant. They await the winner of the Astros-Yankees series. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There was anger last night in Fort Worth, Texas. That was at a city council meeting, people chanting they don't feel safe following Saturday's shooting that has a white, now ex-cop, charged with murder. Aaron Dean quit the police force Monday after their shooting and killing a black woman while responding to a call from a neighbor suspicious of an open door at the house.
Tatiana Jefferson's brother, Adarius Carr, calls the murder charge against 34-year-old former police officer Aaron Dean a first step, but says he's not the only one responsible for his sister's death.
Whoever sent him out failed him. The training failed him. The city failed him.
The city and police force continue apologizing after the officer shot through Jefferson's window early Saturday morning during a welfare check. Without identifying himself, the former officer's likely defense, Jefferson's nephew, tells investigators she pointed a gun at the window before she was shot. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A case of road rage has two brothers charged in Missouri.
Police in St. Louis say two brothers with a history of aggressive confrontations are now charged with shooting a man in a road rage incident. The victim, Scott Thomas, survived being shot in his chest and side while stopped on the side of the road as he tried to get the brother's license plate number after a driving incident. The victim's four kids in the car, the youngest only three, were not harmed. Police say the Marino brothers had restraining orders against them by a neighbor they threatened with guns. Evan Brown, Fox News.
We just got some news on the economy this morning showing we didn't buy as much last month. Retail sales dropped 0.3% in September. That's the biggest decline in 7 months. However, part of the drop was just us paying lower gas prices. On Wall Street, stocks could drop at the opening bell. Dow futures down about 50 points the day after the Dow is 237-point surge higher. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. They did have the same things there, but when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole story.
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast, we've got cloudy skies expected later today with highs around 53 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 37. For your Thursday, sunny highs near 59. And Friday, sunshine, highs around 66 degrees. It is 42 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Wednesday's Buyers and Company. More tickets to see Brad Underwood. We'll be giving those away. Check in with Diamonds and Desserts coming up in a week or so. All the details coming your way next.
Hello, I'm Wayne.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What did we learn from last night's debate? 12 people on stage. The 70s Club, that would be Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, all those candidates over the age of 70. And Joe Biden, good news and bad news. Joe, they didn't spend any time attacking you. That's good news. The bad news is they didn't spend any time attacking you because they don't see you as the front runner.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, good news and bad news. Good news is you're now considered the front runner. Bad news is now they're all attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what goes with being the front runner. And she's really taking the heat on this Medicare for all tax income hike on the middle class mm-hmm. that she will not answer. She'll start with, let me be clear, and then not answer at all.
Clear, yeah.
And I think there's a potential for that to really haunt her.
Well, and I think when candidates like Buttigieg point out, like, okay, this is a bad idea, you're going to take away, people want to have the option of their mm-hmm. of their own health care. If he keeps pushing that, it's causing more questions that she can't answer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not working well for her.
I just think that the spotlight is on her. It will soon be on someone else.
Yes. Agreed.
I think that there's these ebbs and flows of these campaigns. We're still months away from primaries. And I still think Mayor Pete is an interesting to watch. And we'll see what happens. But she took the heat last night because seriously and completely, the other candidates on stage now see her as the front runner. And we can get to all the other stuff, you know, in time.
It's just too early. I mean, I think you have your main takeaways.
Yeah. Well, the takeaways from last night were that. Simply that.
That's it.
And it is interesting that, you know, when you, I don't think you can predict anything. Certainly at this point in the Republican primaries of the previous presidential election, no one considered Donald Trump to be the front runner, even though he was doing better than they would have liked or talked about. No one was saying this is what's going to happen.
No.
So we'll see.
I mean, I when Donald Trump announced, I'm like, well, this is a gimmick.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody thought.
Yeah.
So if you look at who won the debate with 53,000 votes on the Drudge poll, this is just, there's nothing scientific about this at all. It's just interesting to me to see the consumers of this product. What do they, and Tulsi Gabbard won the debate by far.
By far.
Almost 40%.
Uh-huh.
No, she got 53,000 votes. I don't know what the total vote total was. Next was Andrew Yang, then Mayor Pete, then Elizabeth Warren.
And how is Cory Booker still in this?
Well, he got 1.22%.
Yeah.
Him and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke down there, like, I mean, they're below Steyer.
I mean, do you remember when Kamala Harris was the name? I mean, the ebb and flow,
I mean, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris have never been.
Kamala Harris came out on, was it Bernie?
Yeah, it was never a front runner.
No.
She got moments in debate.
She's had moments.
Yeah. She's got too much baggage. They all have baggage.
All have baggage.
Every human being does.
But it's funny because then, like, you see CNN had a completely different take.
On what?
On who won the debate.
A poll?
It was actually not a poll, but an analysis of what
Those are two different things. This is just people voting on a poll.
Yeah.
You're talking about CNN's editorial team?
Yeah, like an analysis of how it went.
And who did they say?
Buttigieg was out on top.
I thought I saw that story. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was it like winners and losers?
Basically, yeah. Losers being, of course, Joe Biden. And I think they even put Elizabeth Warren in there just because she's in the top and kept getting slammed. And that's just the way it goes.
Hang on. Yeah, this is one guy's opinion. You say CNN like the entire network. This is Chris Cazilla's opinion. The winners were Pete, Amy
Klobuchar,
and Bernie Sanders. And losers were Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Tom Steyer.
And then looks like Drudge changed up their headline. Now it says Pete beat.
What does that mean?
It says Democratic debate. Here's why pundits are praising Pete Buttigieg's performance in Ohio.
So Pete beat. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's a weird headline. With 12 Democratic presidential candidates on stage, Tuesday night's debate from Otterbein University in Westerville, Ohio, was the primary, the biggest primary debate in history. And based on the post-debate reviews, Pete Buttigieg is getting. This is the worst writing I've ever seen in my life. Did everybody just quit? I mean, when did reporters get so bad at this?
I see it. And based on the post-debate reviews Pete Buttigieg is getting, who ends the sentence with that? Or is getting?
They didn't end the sentence. Then, the Midwest setting may have helped the South Bend mayor feel like he was playing with home court advantage. Here's what the political pundits had to say about his performance. USA Today, Fox News, they go to CNN, they go to the Washington Post. I mean, they're just aggregating.
Aggregating, yeah.
Coverage of the debate and who won. I'm telling you, I like Mayor Pete. Have I not said that from the very beginning?
Yes, I just wonder how he's going to do with black voters and even gay voters, believe it or not.
No, wait. Hang on a second. First of all, considering you're not gay or black,
no.
Are you purporting to speak for these entities?
No.
And second of all, compared to like how Elizabeth Warren will do with them?
No, exactly.
Or Bernie Sanders?
I know, but the minority vote will matter. For sure. I don't know how big the...
Well, first of all, there's not a minority vote. I mean, but
you know to which I speak.
What, talking about Hispanics? Are you talking about African Americans?
Yes,
are you
yes.
Okay, but those are different pockets that have different views. I mean, you can't just put them in a category called the minority
vote. In polling, he hasn't done as well with minorities.
As compared to who?
Compared to any of the other candidates.
No, Joe Biden's the only one that polls. Bernie Sanders, that was his whole problem last time against Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. It's the same problem that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have now. And I don't know if they're – and first of all, I think the whole polling at this point really isn't the thing I'm watching. Second of all, I've always rejected the notion that African Americans are universally one group that does one thing all the same, or Hispanics, or gay Americans. I mean, I think there's sub-pockets in all of that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He may not do well with some African Americans because gay is still controversial in some cultures inside the African American community. There's still a problem with that. So, I mean, sometimes minority versus minority, depending on the category you're speaking of, it cancels each other out. I don't know. But is Trump doing well, other than those two sisters or whatever they are on Fox 24/7?
I would say no.
But overall, although employment numbers and things inside the African-American community the last 4 years have been better than they have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump get the credit for that? I don't know. So I don't know, but if that was the only thing that mattered, why would Kamala Harris and Cory Booker be so far down? I mean, if that vote was that big a block and it was monolithic in that way, how are they getting 1%?
And, you know, it's probably, like you said, the polls really won't matter right now.
Well, they'll move. They'll change.
They'll change, yeah.
Joe Biden came out guns blazing. I mean, he was like right all over it. And then that has eroded away.
Yeah.
Partly
peaked
because.
A little early there.
Well, he peaked when he announced.
Yeah. Which was weak in the beginning.
And part of that is just him and his gaffes and looking old. Part of that is this whole thing. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that believes, even if there were no crimes committed, that kid wasn't trading on his last name and getting paid for something he wasn't qualified to do, which we all have this. Don't you feel like that's just politics in America today?
Yeah, very much.
Like it just happens to be that this guy who got kicked out of the armed forces for failing a drug test, he's had some addiction issues, and I'm not using that as a hammer against him at all, but I'm saying all of a sudden now he's sitting on these international boards, you know, in industries that, I mean, I think it doesn't pass the stink test.
Mm-mm.
Even if you go, okay, so nothing illegal, but certainly this is what politics have become in America with this nepotism stuff.
Oh, and it is.
So you get all that. So then Elizabeth Warren, well, we'll shine the light on her for a little bit, and she's got energy, and you know she's not afraid to take on the whole
stage. She runs on stage.
Yeah, but then they're gonna get tired of that, and then somebody else is. I just don't think at this point we know who the nominee is going mm-hmm. to be. I think you could probably look at some of them and say, we know who won't be the nominee.
Yeah.
But I don't think we know who the nominee is. And I don't know that anybody has nailed down any constituency other than there is. I mean, you're right about the African-American vote. Joe Biden does very well there where it has not translated necessarily to the other candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I've not looked at Mayor Pete's polling numbers. I don't know how he polls. And why would gay people not support the first gay president in the United States of America?
Like just in the LGBTQ stories written by in that community that they don't think he's gay enough.
Do you have an example of that?
Let me find a couple of the articles. These were specific. Like I saw posts on Facebook from people in the community. This is like articles written by. Yeah.
But does that mean that speaks for the entire?
No, but the like internal polling within the community.
Okay, well then see that's a bunch of. I mean that's not science.
No,
that's not even good opinion. That's just sort of. You know, you had people.
Do these questions resonate is the question.
Okay, here's the question. There were some African Americans who thought Barack Obama wasn't black enough, whatever mm-hmm. that means. He got the vast overwhelming majority of their votes when he ran for president of the United States. You cannot tell me if the Democrats put Mayor Pete on the ballot as the first openly gay presidential candidate in the history of the United States of America that vast amounts of gay people are not going to vote for him because he's not gay enough. Do you really think that would be a reality?
I wouldn't think so, but also the religious aspect.
So they're going to vote for Donald Trump?
No.
Come on. I mean, seriously.
No.
Okay, so what's your point?
Well, I think the field's, it's too early to tell, but
okay.
I think they could probably at this point throw their support behind a different candidate. I don't
Why?
Think being gay is enough.
It, we do. Whoa. Then first of all, I'm not the one that started this whole categorization argument.
That's what I'm saying.
Woman president, the first African-American president, the first gay president. This isn't my narrative. This is the narrative coming from the American people and the mainstream media.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think being gay is enough to win the gay vote.
Oh, I absolutely guarantee you it is enough. You're talking about a couple of outliers writing columns. The vast majority of people who are maybe, and there are gay conservative people. I mean, Clinton can't talk about, I'm sure you'll find gay Trump supporters. But I guarantee you, if he makes it to the ballot, he will overwhelmingly win the gay vote. If you're telling me not, then I just.
That's why I'm saying it's too early right now. Yeah.
I think it's silly to vote for a person because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But But that's not what we do.
No, but that was always what I would say.
Who does it more than anybody? Women.
Women. And I'd hear women go, but she's a woman. You got to support a woman. No. Yeah.
But there's a lot of women that believe it.
It has nothing to do with her being a woman.
But you're the outlier in that argument.
I know.
I think there's a lot more women who think that way than the way you think. Right or wrong. I just think there are. I like Mayor Pete. I like Tulsi Gabbard. Elizabeth Warren, not so much. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy and highs near 53 degrees tonight. Cloudy and lows around 37 for your Thursday. Sunny highs near 60. And Friday, mostly sunny. Highs near 66 degrees. It is 42 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Don't miss the Newhoff Media Night Boo at the Zoo on Friday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Scoville Zoo. A special thanks to Earth Mover Credit Union for supplying this year's candy and Kids Castle Learning Center for all the great trick-or-treat bags. Enjoy treat stations, animal encounters, and Halloween decorations. Sponsors include Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, Decatur Park District, Child First Center, all at the Newhoff Media Night's Boo at the Zoo on Friday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Scoville Zoo in Decatur.
Says summer is definitely over, but fall is smoking thanks to Bob Brady.
It's hot, Bob!
And that smoke's not coming from burning leaves. The Charlie 10 is on. Charlie the dog at Bob Brady is keeping the fun rolling with his 10 favorite places to see and be this fall in central Illinois.
Don't miss the Charlie 10.
Plus, Charlie's keeping the deals going with some great offers during Ram Power Days. Check out a brand new 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab. Brady has it right now with 60 months free financing, plus up to $2,000 bonus cash and an estimated total of $10,262 in added value.
Get the Charlie deal.
And during Jeep Adventure Days, don't miss a brand new 2020 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4. Lease it for just $231 a month for 36 months. See Bob Brady for lease details or visit our website. Don't miss the Charlie deal.
And the Charlie 10.
Brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group, Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144, and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 and Forsyth. At Bob Brady, we're dealing.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The October wines of the month are True Myth Cabernet Sauvignon and True Myth Chardonnay, both out of California.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise, 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
One last thought about last night's debate and why I am a fan and why I think that Mayor Pete is still the guy. He is a moderate. And at the end of the day, a moderate gay man who is also a Christian, who served in the military, will be palatable for a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah.
Or palatable, I guess. But it's not the fringe groups that's going to get you elected to president.
No. And I'm kind of tired of this litmus test that everybody has, that you have to be completely this way or completely this way.
By the way, he had the line of the night last night. To Representative Beto O'Rourke on gun control, he turned and said, I don't need lessons from you in courage, political or personal. And in that one sentence said, look, I've walked this walk. Yeah. I've served our country. I'm sick of seeing you on Instagram at your dentist office. Shut up. And he also said, I can be a moderate, but I can have passion about it. I'm not all over the place like you think about moderates. I'm wishy-washy. I'm passionate about my beliefs. And Elizabeth Warren, you can't deliver what you're promising.
No.
You can't pay for it. And you got to quit doing. This is what they do. This is why people don't believe in Washington, D.C.
She's going to make a lot of promises.
But if you don't think that resonates with people of all stripes, it does.
And it's very dangerous when you're selling some changes to healthcare and saying, it won't cost you anything new. It won't cost you more. We've heard this before. And it was a fat lie.
Of course. And people know that.
And people know that.
Yes.
And they won't be fooled again.
And he came out pretty tough last night.
But he has in a lot of the debates. I mean, he's had pretty good performances.
Performances, but last night he was tougher than he's ever been directly with the other people on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at everything from the National Review to Vox to The Hill to Politico to The Washington Post to CNN. I mean, it doesn't matter. Liberal, conservative. I mean, across the spectrum of media, he was the overall winner by just about everyone.
Yeah. And what's funny is when he announced, it was like,
oh, I
the
know.
The mayor of South Bend.
That's an easy go-to. I'm sure I said something similar on the air that morning. Like, what in the world is that?
Mm-hmm.
But then I got impressed really fast.
And he seems to really have an actual brain.
Yeah.
Not somebody feeding what he needs to say.
Right.
Which I get the feeling. I think some of them have brains. But I think when it comes to, sometimes I just feel like they're being fed talking points.
Oh, listen, Joe Biden, I don't think understands anything about anything.
Uh-uh.
I think he's from that day and age where you just got elected by, here's your speech, go read it. You know, you get some talking points. His aides probably did all the work in his office all those years in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And as vice president, I mean, I think if I had a conversation with him, you would probably find him to be a mile wide and an inch deep. Like most of the old school politicians.
Mm-hmm.
When Mayor Pete talks, he seems steeped in knowledge about what he's talking about. I think if you're looking for a new direction, a new kind of... where is the vast majority of this country? We're not on the far left, the far right, screaming at each other. That middle, the middle that gets turned off by Trump's behavior, but they weren't fans of Hillary Clinton. They're not ever going to be Elizabeth Warren fans. They think AOC is kind of fun and she's attractive and she's got a lot of fire, but they know that her stuff's full of it. It's never going to be a reality. They're looking for moderate reality. Don't you think they're looking for, where are the normal people? They're looking for normal candidates. Don't you think that's his strength? And the fact that he doesn't run as the first gay presidential candidate, I mean, he doesn't play that card.
No, he doesn't.
I think makes him even more attractive to people in the middle.
I know. And he's such a strange thing. It's like throws everybody, like, okay, the veterans.
They don't know what to do with him.
He's a veteran.
Yes.
He's gay.
He's a small town
Christian
mayor,
he's...
you know, who knows what it's like to run a budget and real world problems. He's, you know, in the Midwest. I'm just telling you. If I had to put my money, we were at a window in Vegas and, you know, they were having odds right now who ends up being the candidate. I still say it's him.
Well, and I think it will largely depend who is, I mean, the primary, whenever it comes down to it, are Americans going to go, look, we just need somebody. We don't need this crazy, like, progressive or, you know, hard left or socialism. We don't need any of this.
And on the Democratic side, you're going to have to do some of that. I mean, the candidate is just going to have to do some of that.
Yeah.
There's too much of a litmus test with the progressive side of that party. You can't do too much of it.
No.
But you got to do a little of it. I understand that this is why you can't hold everyone accountable for literally everything they say, because there's still a game in all
of there is.
So we'll see what happens. And I'm not saying that he's going to win every crowd. I just think at the end of the day, he's got the most message. I mean, he's got the stuff. It's not just this flash in the pan, and then we'll go to this one this week and back to the next one. And I think when he stands up there and says, you can't keep promising stuff you can't provide, it resonates with people. And I also think she's so weak on defending this that her whole platform is falling apart, even though she is considered to be the rising front runner in this race. It won't sustain. I promise you that. Check out the video of the new Splash Cove water park. I say new. It's not open. Literally somebody goes, why are they opening this in October? They're not. They were testing some stuff.
Testing things.
We went out, did a video that's up on Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page. It looks like a lot of fun, and I'm not a water park guy.
Mm-mm.
But I'm glad we have this amenity come spring for families and kids.
Rachel didn't fall in the pool, darn it.
She was walking across those lily pads. Things. And she managed to stay upright.
She managed to stay upright.
Yeah, we were all rooting. I think the first time we watched that video for, oh, please.
Please fall in.
Let there be a fall here. All right, we got to take a break for stories and news. We get back here. I just had an unbelievable breakfast from Just Right Eating. I'll tell you how you can do the same thing. Healthy food delivered right to your door on the other side of stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. This week's Dine United Spotlight is Starship and Billiards. Come in anytime between the hours of 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 10% of your meal's proceeds will go back towards the community. General Manager Stephanie Bender.
We are a local family-owned business. I think it's important to dine local and support your town.
Listen to the full podcast with Stephanie at NowDecatur.com. Decatur's newest water attraction, the Splash Cove, is just about up and running. The new aquatic park features three separate pools, four water slides, a zip line, high and low diving boards, and more. The new park is even home to the first known stand-up water slide in the United States. Director of Operations for the Decatur Park District, Clay Gerhard.
Stand-up slide, we actually ride it as you're standing up, kind of surfing it down. It's the first stand-up slide in the U.S. that we're aware of. We're really excited about it. It's going to be a cool new thing for us to have here in Decatur.
Completion of all the aquatic park components are on schedule to be finished by the end of October, with the exception of a lazy river that won't start construction until the spring of 2020. For an inside look at the Decatur Park District's new Splash Cove, check out the latest video at NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Turkey's President Erdogan says he'll only speak with President Trump about a ceasefire in Syria, not Vice President Pence or Secretary of State Mike Pompeo when they fly to Turkey today. Pompeo says he expects to speak with Erdogan.
We need them to stand down. We need a ceasefire, at which point we can begin to put this all back together again.
Secretary Pompeo on Fox Business Network. All 12 candidates at the Democrats' debate in Ohio say they agree with impeachment. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders on CNN.
No one is above the law, and that includes the President of the United States.
The idea that we have a President of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money to one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension.
Warren took the most shots from the other Democrats on stage as a now co-front runner in the polls with Joe Biden. America's listening to Fox News.
What is there to do in Macon County? As a young professional, that's a question I am often asked. This is Jay Owens, District Lead Talent Professional for Decatur Public Schools. I'm excited to share that if you're new to town or just looking for professional connections, you need to be a part of NextGen. NextGen is a young professionals group right here in Macon County, sponsored by the Decatur Park District and the Community Foundation of Macon County. NextGen offers the experience that you've been looking for. Here at NextGen, you'll have access to monthly socials among an elite group of peers, the opportunity to experience VIP behind-the-scenes activities at exclusive landmark facilities, the secrets to success from Decatur's most successful players, and last but not least, have the chance to be a part of an organic philanthropic group that fits you and your schedule. If you're looking for an active young professional group, NextGen is for you. Membership is free, and you can sign up by visiting DecaturParks.org and clicking on the NextGen tab. NextGen members are driven and motivated professionals. We are the next generation of leaders in Macon County. Join us.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy, highs around 53 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 37. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 59. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 66 degrees. It is 42 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Right now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages rallied on Tuesday, and the Dow was up 237 points to 27,024. The third quarter earnings reporting season began. Although it is very early, investors were encouraged by several better-than-expected third quarter earnings releases, which run counter to the widely held expectation that results will be down overall this quarter. The International Monetary Fund updated its estimates for 2019 global economic growth and now forecasts a 3% growth rate, the slowest since the 2008 financial crisis. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.1%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.28%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.2%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 3.32%, yielding 1.739%. Gold futures were up $1.10 at $1,484.70. Crude oil futures were up 21 cents at $53.02 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 26,980, a negative 45 points, ADM at 40.33, Ameren 75.44, Caterpillar 131.54, Norfolk Southern 180.26, PPG 118.81, Tate and Lyle 35.46, and Mueller Water 11.16. And Theodore Roosevelt once said, success, the real success, does not depend upon the position you hold, but upon how you carry yourself in that position. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, Scott writes in, back to the Mayor Pete conversation. For a thought, look at the log cabin Republicans, not Pete voters. Okay, I don't know. Log cabin Republicans is like...
They're very, very conservative.
Yeah, but did you know their executive director resigned after the group decided to endorse Donald Trump's reelection campaign? So the woman, first female, by the way, director of the Log Cabin Republicans, when they decided as an organization to support Donald Trump's reelection bid, resigned.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you can put labels on things, but not everybody's of the same mind. I'm telling you, Trump is different. Trump gets voters on this side you don't think, and Trump turns off voters on this side you don't think. I just don't think anything's certain.
Mm-mm.
And I also don't know how big the log cabin Republicans is.
It's really not huge.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying I don't know. They were formed in 1977. And there was a Briggs initiative in California that was attempting to ban homosexuals from teaching in public schools. Now, I mean, this, you go back to my lifetime, and this is why I'm always optimistic about people as a whole in our society.
And how we've changed.
Yes.
And evolved.
I mean, I was 10 or 11 years old when that was going on. But, I mean, can you imagine that conversation today?
You know, I'm going to go back to a conversation.
And by the way, Ronald Reagan was one of the biggest people against what he called a discriminatory policy out there. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was just Democrats. I mean, it was, that's how this group
was formed.
Was formed, kind of out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you were saying?
I was going to go back to a conversation you and Nick had about the statues and things like that.
Yeah.
And getting rid of, you know, we have to have reminders of where we've come. We have to. And the only way.
Benchmarks.
Yes. And we have history. We have to learn from our history or it's doomed to repeat itself. Mm-hmm. And when you erase these things, you start to forget the progress we've made.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you mentioned this, you know, this case or that trying to ban homosexuals from teaching in schools. I mean, that sounds so.
1920s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. But I mean, it was in your lifetime.
Yeah.
That's just
now. I am sure that there are that this on this side of this, it's more conservative than, you know, most of the LGBT community. Probably.
Oh,
I don't know.
Very, yeah.
But I just think you get into a danger when you start talking about groups as a whole, because people aren't. I mean, remember the line in Men in Black? You know, people are, a person's not stupid. People are stupid.
Yeah.
You got a lot of individuals that when they go to that ballot box, vote their conscience, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. If you give me Mayor Pete or Donald Trump to vote for, I'm going to vote for Mayor Pete.
I'm voting Mayor Pete for sure.
And there are a lot of people who will be, oh, you sellout. And I'm like, are you crazy? Do you like living like this? I mean, is this? Now, you go, if you give me Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump?
Oh, going Donald Trump.
Yep. Now, people can't understand that.
I know. But, you know, you hold your nose sometimes, and I felt like I held my nose last time.
Yes.
Because I really didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Now, come on. Why would you not support another woman?
Oh.
You know how many times a day I hear that?
I won't listen to it.
You don't think it has?
My gender
is not going
to decide who I vote for.
Okay. But you think that you're in the majority on that opinion?
Don't care if I am or not.
Okay. Well, I'm not asking you to care. I'm just asking you, do you think you're in the majority?
I have a brain, and I would encourage all women to have a brain and don't let this decide. Don't let gender decide.
Just listening to you say all this, I know this is coming back on me somehow.
Yes, it will. And that's so unfair. I'm the one saying that. Ladies, don't vote just based on gender. Have a brain. If you actually believe that person, that candidate is the best.
Well, you're suggesting that if you vote for somebody because she's a woman that you don't have a brain.
I think that there's a lot more to it than that. And if that's the person you honestly think is the best candidate, fine. But if you're just basing it on gender.
Fair enough.
I'm the one saying that. You can direct your emails towards me.
You can do that. You can do that all day long and it won't happen. It won't matter. I was looking at the Log Cabin Republicans. They have 35 chapters representing 26 states. Like, for instance, you won't find them in Alabama. Surprise, surprise.
Can't imagine.
Although they are in Georgia. But I would say probably all of them are in Atlanta. I was looking at, there is Virginia.
Is there Mississippi?
No. Kind of like where you think they wouldn't be, they're not. I hate when stereotypes are true, but
I only ask because one of my favorite drag queens is very conservative and very religious and very, I know. And I didn't know because I thought if any of them were going to be in Log Cabin, it would be that one.
I don't know. That doesn't mean they couldn't be, but I'm just talking about their official chapters. Anyway, I don't know how big a voice that is in the gay community or not. I don't know how any of these voices are. I think people are going to decide. I think what people are going to do in 2020, and it all depends on what candidate the Democrats put forward as their candidate.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to vote for a grown-up.
Yeah.
This childish tantrum behavior, and it's being displayed on both sides of the aisle, because the Democrats decided on election night that because America elected this temper tantrum child, they were then excused to act the exact same way. But they'll say, oh, my goodness, no, we're just in defiance to this horrible human being. Well, you're doing the exact same thing, and people are tired of it. Not the ones that want to argue. The ones that want to scream and yell at each other, they love this time in America because every day is another opportunity to go out there and display your outrage. But to normal human beings that at the end of the day, they've worked 10, 12 hours, they just want to go home and be entertained, or they want to go home and have some calm in a stress-filled world, they're so sick of all of this. You give them a grown-up, I think they're going to make that choice. I really do. And when I watch that stage, I don't see a lot of grown-ups. Not that there would be any in the Republican side either. But I look at Mayor Pete and I look at Tulsi Gabbard and I say, okay, these are people who have served their country, who are tough. They don't fit into any, litmus test mold of what you have to be as a candidate. And they're not up there standing up there promising you a bunch of stuff that they know can't happen. Or if it does, it's going to hurt the middle class and your taxes are going to go up and all. I mean, I think that they just come off as like what normal people would like to see back in leadership, a grown up. Sometimes I got to tell you the way it is, tough as it is. Hey, you know, that sounds great, but we can't do that. And then Elizabeth Warren, who won't answer the question.
Mm-mm.
Let me be clear. And then it's like nobody's business. It's like you're anything but clear right now. And people see through that.
Sometimes. Sometimes you just have to say hope and change and hope.
Not the Kool-Aid drinkers. I'm not talking about the Trump people that scream lock her up. And I'm not talking about the Kool-Aid drinkers on the progressive side. I'm talking about the vast middle that shifts whether a Democrat or a Republican ends up in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Those people in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And Wisconsin.
That's a 50-50.
No, I'm talking about this Midwest. That's a whole different ballgame in California and New York. All right.
Try telling California and New York that.
Oh, I think even in their heart of hearts, they have to know that, right?
You know, I don't know. I saw a meme that was going around, and it shows the state, or it shows the United States, mm-hmm. and the pockets of blue voting Democrat, and then the rest of the country that's voting that votes red, and why we have an electoral college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen another one. It's exact same map, but it says land doesn't vote.
No, it's the people that live on that
live
land.
On that land. Like, they just think it's. And so that's what I'm talking about. I really
okay, maybe
don't
they
do. Know if they do.
All right. Got to take a break. We get back. Stacey will join us from the Girl Scouts to talk diamonds and desserts, which is, I believe, a week from tomorrow. And we'll find out how you can get tickets, come out and eat some great food, and enjoy your time with the Girl Scouts. On the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to the State Farm Center Theater Friday, October 25th for one night only. Tickets at statefarmcenter.com or call 866-ILINI-1.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Wednesday, coming up a week from tomorrow at the Country Club of Decatur will be the annual Diamonds and Desserts event. 13 years, Stacey, is that right?
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. I'm getting to that age where everything, you know, could have been last year or 10 years ago.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
13 years. You guys honor someone in the community. There's a great honor this year because I know Flora Gyms has been a supporter from day one for this event, and Lisa Flora is going to be honored, which is really cool.
Correct. She's a co-founder of the event in itself, and there wouldn't be a Diamonds and Desserts without the support of our good friends at Flora Gyms, and it just makes perfect sense to be able to honor such a remarkable person and very instrumental in raising tens of thousands of dollars on behalf of Girl Scouts of Central Illinois.
All right, this started actually at Floor Gyms the first couple of years and then quickly kind of outgrew the store. It's now at the Country Club, and if you've been in a hole or just moved here or something, tickets are $75. You can get a table of 8 for $5.50, a table of 10 for $700, but basically explain the night. You take Girl Scout cookie-inspired themes, and you have other food. There's food there. But you start with desserts.
You got to have the savory to yes. Offset the sweet a little bit. Girl Scout cookie-inspired desserts by area chefs in a competition for the People's Choice. So those who attend get to cast their vote. If they want to cast more than one vote, then they add a dollar per vote. And then there's Judge's Choice Award. So we honor those who are supporting from the area restaurants and chefs because they're obviously investing a time and effort and energy and making these creative, decadent desserts that are
so
just
good.
Outstanding.
So you got the Coffee Connection. Let's see, you got Cindy's Delights, the Decatur Club, Decatur Country Club, DMH, HSHA St. Mary's, Richland, and then Monarch. So those will be the groups that are offering up the desserts.
You got it. Okay. They were the same last year, and they're back again. And we got
this gets pretty competitive, too, Lindsay. They want to win.
Chefs are competitive. I have learned that very much over the years. They compete mostly with themselves. They're just always trying to outdo and be creative and think outside the box, not for the sake of change, but they really are just competitive with themselves. And then that little friendly rivalry with their fellow competitors across the way.
All right, so here we only got a couple seconds left, so I want to make sure we get this information out there. What's the best way for people to get tickets, whether they want to buy a table or just a couple? How do they do it?
GetYourGirlPower.org. That is our website. You'll see it right there immediately. All the information is there about the event, ways to purchase tickets, tables. We'd love to have you. It's a wonderful, lovely evening, and we're so so grateful for everything that Floor Gyms and the chefs and Neuhoff Media and everyone has done over these past dozen years to go on our 13th.
All right. So the doors open at 5:30 next Thursday, the 24th of October, at the Country Club. It's a really nice event. There is a little program afterwards, but it's not one of these sort of you got to sit there all night. There's a lot of mingling, and you can enjoy the good food, but the desserts are worth the $75.
Absolutely. And again, everything supports the Girl Scout leadership experience here in the greater Decatur area.
Okay. You're doing the wall thing again?
The Floor Gym Sweet Surprise Wall, so you get a chance at $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, $850 gift cards from our friends at Floor Gyms, and there may be a wild card. We're
Look
working
out.
On that.
All right, well, show up the 24th and find out at 5:30. GetYourGirlPower.org is the website. Best way for you to get tickets and come out and join us. We'll be there for the 13th annual Diamonds and Desserts and honoring Lisa Flora as the Diamond Award winner this year. Stacy, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right, here is Lindsay with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Mostly cloudy skies today, highs near 53 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy and lows around 37 degrees. For your Thursday, sunshine, highs near 60. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 66 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 48 degrees.
Rock out this Halloween at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater's Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 26th. This adults-only party starts at 7 p.m. with a performance by the Riverbottom Nightmare Band, plus contests, giveaways, and prizes. Dress up in a costume for your chance to win a pair of season tickets to the Devon for the 2020 season. Tickets are on sale now at devonamphitheater.com for $7, or you can get them at the door for $10. The Devon Halloween Bash, brought to you by Neuhoff Media of Decatur and the Decatur Park District.
Attention Macon County students, Millikan University will award a $22,000 scholarship to all new first-year or new transfer students attending high school or community college in Macon County. Based on admission to Millikan, the $22,000 Macon Matters scholarships are renewable for 4 years. Visit millikan.edu/Macon Matters to learn more. Now's the time. Make the move. Make it Millikan.
I'm Chris Funk of Hickory Point Bank, inviting you to find out for yourself what our customers already know. When you bank at a locally owned bank, you can feel the difference. You can tell by the way you're greeted, you can tell by the way you're appreciated, and you can tell by the way that we make decisions that have a positive impact on the communities we serve. Come to Hickory Point Bank and feel the difference. We're local, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
Hickory Point Bank, Richland Community College, and Neuhoff Media present the Bright Girls Bright Futures event on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Disc on Millikan's campus. This event features dynamic speakers and ideas to inspire our future female leaders. We now have vendor space available. If you would like to get your business in front of junior high school girls, and their families, call Neuhoff Media at 423-9744 for more information.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
JustRightEating.com. You know, I think about like the work that's involved for you as the consumer. Well, basically, you take your proteins, like your chicken or your pork, and I like to cut them up into smaller pieces because this was advice that was given to me by the owner of the company, and then you microwave it. for 30 to 60 seconds, longer if needed, but never like 2 minutes, because that's what makes it tough. Or if you're going to do your quesadillas, put it in a skillet, or the pizza, put on one of those stone things in your oven. That's all the work that's required by you, because everything else is done for you. Fresh ingredients, fresh, healthy recipes, meal prepared and cooked, and delivered to your door twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. Got a delivery yesterday. During the 8 o'clock hour news, I had a ham and egg omelet.
So did I.
With wheat toast.
So good.
And a miniature fruit cup with pineapples and grapes. My total time involved with making that happen was about 29 seconds. Because it was delivered right to my door yesterday. In a box with breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. You go to justrighteating.com. And through the end of this month, October 31st, you get 50% off your first week. 50% off. Just put buyers 50 when you check out. I've had more people ask me about this than just about anything that we have done in the last number of years. Random people. People on Facebook. Text. What's that again? First of all, I don't know how you can't remember justrighteating.com. That's about as simple, as easy as it gets. Go to their website. You can walk through it. Completely. Customize your orders. You even like made some of your own, right?
Yes. Yeah, they have an option. They're all about 350, 400 calories. You could decide. Maybe you want to do low carb.
Yeah.
So you can decide that there's low carb option, there's gluten-free option.
Or you can just get the surprise box, which I like, because yeah, it's like, ooh, the food is
here. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah. This time I actually decided what I wanted and was able to plan it out. But the design your own is great. You pick your protein, you pick your vegetables.
And then every week there's a different menu to select
from. Yes.
I mean, there's a ton of variety.
Oh, yeah. Like when the Sancho comes back, on it. I love the sloppy Joe.
I had a chicken enchilada last night for dinner.
Yeah.
That was just fantastic.
I have a Mediterranean veggie burger today. Mm-hmm. I'm actually very excited. I think it's like falafel or something. I'm very excited. It smells amazing. So I'm looking forward to that today.
Yeah. They deliver on Tuesdays and Fridays, and they have all the ingredients on the container. So if you're logging stuff into MyFitnessPal, and then most of it's already in there, but you can track your sodium, your protein, your carbs, your fat. This just takes all of the problems, the time, the effort, the work, takes all of that out of there. And just, you have the convenience of fast food without any of the downside. JustRightEating.com, 50% off your first week. Buyers 50 at checkout. Got the old gladiator out there. Taking that out to Scareport this weekend. Maybe we load up the back with pumpkins or something.
Okay.
Something seasonal, something Halloweenish.
I don't know about pumpkins.
Huh?
What do you do with them after that?
I don't know. Give them away?
Yeah.
I saw somebody, I had to come back road because they had Lost Bridge Road.
Was it closed again today?
I don't know. It was. Okay. I mean, coming home yesterday,
yes,
you told me about that. And so I took like out South Shores, mm-hmm, like out to like, you know, past the golf course, Red Tail, and the law enforcement training center, and then took the back route. And there was a big pumpkin sale going on back there.
Oh, yeah?
And they have a Volkswagen decorated as a pumpkin.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know if
I think I know where you're talking about, yeah.
Like on whatever that road is that PPG is on.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Blacktop. It's a
blacktop. The Owen Blacktop.
Owen Blacktop,
yes.
Yeah.
So I saw a big pumpkin sale. I almost pulled over.
Did you ever enjoy pumpkin carving?
Mm-mm. Hate the feel of it.
Once I get into it, I'm fine.
It sort of feels like what surgery or The Walking Dead would feel like, kind of to me, like in my mind.
Yeah, I can get over it pretty quick.
I'm not into the guts.
I always loved
the design part of it.
And stuff,
the design part of it. I like pumpkin blossoms, fried pumpkin blossoms. Do you have kin that would make that? I say kin because it seems to be a very Southern thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Like, if you take the blossom away, do you not end up with a pumpkin? I don't know how pumpkin blossoms work.
I don't either. My great-grandmother used to make those.
Oh,
fried
God, they're
pumpkin.
So good.
They are very, very good. I might see if JustRightEating.com has one of those. All right, that's going to be it for us. I'll take four callers at 875-1340 if you want tickets to see Brad Underwood. You're running out of time. Tomorrow night, doors open at 5. The program begins at 6 at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Big thanks to Miller Lite. First four calls at 875-1340. Just tell Lindsay what you need. We'll set you up, and we'll see you tomorrow with the Brad Underwood Show. We're back. City Hall Insider will be with us tomorrow. And how come the Buyers and Company Show just keeps showing up in stories? and negotiations. We'll dig into that a little bit tomorrow morning. If you missed any of the show today, including Senator Andy Menar, podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, and you can find them at Nauticator.com, the iTunes store, anywhere you get your podcast. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Blue Rock Records is partnering up with the Decatur Blaze hockey team in a new series of Blue Rock in the Rink. Starting this Saturday, October 19th, bands will play throughout the Blaze's hockey game. Blue Rock Records, Amanda Ferris.
We like to come up with these unique events. Obviously, concerts have been put within sporting events for many years, but we're just incorporating that in Decatur because obviously it's the only semi-pro team that Decatur has, and so to bring that concert series is a ton of fun.
All Decatur Blaze Saturday home games will feature special performances by Blue Rock Records. This weekend's performance features Blue